2AM Tommy just mentioned David Warner there and the pressure on him at the moment heading into the T20 World Cup. So it begins for Australia tomorrow night against South Africa. Shane Warne has bought into this one. He was on 11:16 SEN down in Melbourne with Gary and Tim. This is what Warney had to say about Warner.
Davey Warner is a class act. He's, okay, so he's had a couple of poor performances or hasn't really got a score. Coming into the tournament, hasn't really played much cricket, so he's a bit out of form. But I think he's this type of guy that, you know, he rises to the big occasion. And, you know, the old saying, you know, I know it's a cliche, but class is permanent and form is temporary. But that, I really think that's the case with David. I just think he's so dynamic. And if he's on song, I think the first couple of games are really important. If he gets away, look, he could be one of the players of the tournament. He could be absolutely firing. So, yeah, for me, he plays, absolutely no doubt, in those first few games. He plays and hopefully finds his touch.
So that's Shane Warne. You've got to play him. His last four scores, David Warner, 1-0, 2-0. So a total of three runs over the last four times he's been at bat. And two ducks in that, including a screamer, by the way, from Martin Guptill. So balls faced since April 14. Ben Horn did this morning in the Daily Telly. Balls faced since April 14 in 176 days. He just hasn't had any cricket. He last played T20 for Australia in September last year. And the last time he scored 50 was in April in the IPL this year before he was benched. So Shane Warne says, I'm on him. Let's back him. Brett Lee told Vossie exactly the same this morning.
My understanding with David Warner is that he's a massive match player. He loves the big stage. He loves the lights on him. He loves the, you know, the sort of World Cups. And look, to be fair, he hasn't had a good run the last couple of weeks. I think it comes down, Vossie, to a number of things. I thought he was treated very poorly from his Sunrisers Hyderabad franchise. They dropped him first or stripped him of the captaincy, dropped him from the team. And, you know, when you got a guy in the, you know, Indian Premier League set up where they have the orange cap, which is the most runs per season. He's won it three times. He's always there and thereabouts. Down his confidence, he's going to bounce back. He's got a duck, he's got one. He's saving the runs for when it counts, and that's against South Africa tomorrow.
I'm not at all surprised to hear the support for David Warner, and I'm in their corner. You've got to play him. This guy's a big match player, and he's a big match play winner as well. Nathan Lyon on Nine News last night said, back him in, he'll turn it around.
I've got full confidence in him, he'll bounce back. And everyone, the wheel always goes around in cricket like this, so he just needs to trust his process and he'll come out. And I'm actually backing that he'll have a pretty big World Cup and a massive Ashes for us, to be honest.
You're getting the drift here. They're all saying this is just a little blip along the way. And final word to Brendan Julian, courtesy of Fox Sports. He thinks there's time to turn this around in a T20 World Cup.
Look, David Warner's form is a bit of a concern for Australia. There's no doubt about that. The warm-up games, he hasn't had the ideal preparation, wasn't playing in the IPL. But you're not going to be dropping him for the first two games, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, him and Aaron Finch probably need to get some form going, but I wouldn't be dropping him. I would be playing him and I'd back him and his experience to get us off to a good start come South Africa. But if that doesn't happen in the first couple of games, that's where I think the Australian selectors need to make some changes, if they're able to do that.
Brendan Julian there. So that's an interesting take, isn't it? Just give it a couple of games. So they play South Africa first tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Then the next one is Friday week at 1 a.m. against a qualifier. Then Sunday week against England and then a qualifier and then the West Indies. So get through the first two matches. Should take care of South Africa. There's no Dale Steyn, no Faf du Plessis, no AB de Villiers in there. So hopefully take care of South Africa. David Warner gets amongst the runs. Then you've got a qualifier the week after and then a big one against England. So if you're looking for a bit of a run-up towards that England match and then the West Indies match, which will be the fifth for Australia in the pool, then that's probably the way to go. And you just hope that he hits his straps because he can turn it around so quickly. You can catch up on all of the cricket action with KO Minis, of course, the T20 World Cup exclusive to Fox Cricket and available on KO. You can watch live tonight. So that's the scenario around David Warner. What do you think? Do you play him? And do you wait for him to just hit that explosive form? Or do you make a move? Or do you wait a couple of games? So many options on the table. Let us know. 0457 736 736. And you can put that into Tommy's Tribune today. We'll reconvene that meeting for you. Coming up soon, I'll catch up with a teenage sensation from the Sydney Sixers, Claire Moore.